in business, and even in the church, oftentimes we have speakers that come from a long way away because they're well known. And we think, oh, they're going to be better than the local people. But that's not always true. We just think that way because they become so common to us. Our friends, our comrades, our fellow workers, we think of them as just ordinary people. But really, they could have just as much to say about a topic as this person we call from New York or Los Angeles or San Francisco. And that's what happened today in the gospel. They couldn't stand Jesus. He was too normal for them. He was one of them. He was a carpenter. And so they didn't put their faith in him. They were looking for something greater. The Messiah with power to take over things and ruin the Romans. In the first reading, we hear about Jeremiah, God calling Jeremiah from the womb, really, to be a spokesperson. And he was faced all kinds of adversity from the Jewish people. They rejected him, they punished him, they did everything. He was unpopular, just as Jesus was unpopular in our gospel today. They didn't like what he was saying, and they drove him away oftentimes. And as I say, Jesus felt the same way from the people in his hometown. And he told the people, he said, there was a famine in the days, and the prophet Elijah was sent to a woman, a widow, from Zarephath. And because he was good to her, she was able to survive, she and her son, the famine. And she and her son lived and ate throughout the year. And Elisha, the prophet, was sent to Naaman the Syrian, the king's aide, who wanted to get rid of his leprosy, and who came to Elisha and said, can you do this for me? And Elisha said, go to the river and bathe so many times and you'll be healed. And he didn't like that. He wanted to be treated as a special person. But he went anyway and he was healed. The point was the people were in fury about all that because, in fact, those people were not Jews. They were heathens. They were Gentiles. And yet God refused, prophets refused to go to the Jewish people because they were rejected. And yet they were received by outsiders. And so we hear that kind of a paradox, that the ones who knew Jesus the most were the ones who rejected him. And the ones who saw him as someone who was important to them and caring and feeling and forgiving, they were the ones that received his grace. In a way, it's like putting the cart before the horse. We want the consolations of God, not the God of consolations. Oftentimes, we look for those miracles, for those things in our lives. We pray for stuff, and it doesn't necessarily happen. And so we question, we wonder, is God hearing me? And yet I think there is what we're doing is we're putting the cart before the horse. If our faith in God is such that we can give thanks and praise God, these other things will take care of themselves because our faith is strong enough to support it. So think for yourself. Are you sometimes placing the cart before the horse? I know I do. I often do. I find myself, you know, praying for something so that maybe my back would get better or whatever. And the point is, the faith in the Lord is more important, that God will somehow care for us if we praise and thank him. As I say, the consolations of God are the God of consolation. That comes from Ignatius of Loyola, that thinking. Mother Teresa is a good example, I think, for us. She never received a consolation in her whole life, and yet she was doing the Lord's work. So even though life can be tough, even cruel, as you read in the paper every day, or even in our own lives, like Mother Teresa, she saw a lot of sadness and death and suffering, and yet she was never consoled by God, and yet her faith lasted throughout. So too, you and I. God is loving us through Jesus. He's come to us and given us the presence of the Lord. And we want to be not like the Jews of his day who rejected him, but open to God, to open our arms, to let Jesus come to us and be part of our lives and give us what we need to get through those difficult times so that we can say we want the God of consolations. We want God to be part of our lives, and then whatever consolations we may follow or may not, but that's not important. The faith in the Lord and trust in the Lord is what's important.